Good to be in God's house, amen. Turn to page 371 in your book, 371, and let's stand and sing together tonight, Old Little Town, Bethlehem. The first, second, and fourth verse. First, second, and fourth.
Old little town of Bethlehem, descend, see the light. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin, Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Now turn over one page to 368, and we're going to sing two verses of Nothing But the Blood tonight. First and the fourth. What can wash away my sin?
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen. You may be seated.
Appreciate both those songs. One has to do with the birth, and the other one has to do with his death, where he shed his blood for our sins so that we could accept him as Savior and leave here and go to heaven and be there forever. He was born to die, you know, for me and for you. I can't tell you what a Christmas present this is to look out and see this good crowd tonight here for this Wednesday night meeting for communion. It just does my heart good. And I know there were some who wanted to be here for the communion, but they had already planned trips for the weekend to go away, and so, but I'm just thankful that everyone is here, and especially my friends Jim and Betty, my very good friends, as Connie would say, they're my number one friends. Yeah. When I see Betty or is it come up, Betty? Yeah, it comes up, Jim. Yeah. Anyway, it comes up on my phone, and I have to think, well, is it Betty or is it Jim? And if I say Jim, Betty will say something. If I say Betty, Jim will say something. So I just stay quiet until I see who I'm talking to. But Jim and Betty have been my friends since I was a teenager. Amen. I think I was 13 years old when we went there to the first church. And we've been friends. Long-lasting. If you've ever had a long-lasting friend, they're special. They're precious. And Jim and Betty are exactly that. I don't know that we have anybody else. I don't consider them visitors because when they get an opportunity to get away from where they are, they come over here. And Dave is their pastor now. Tickles me to death. Tom said, "Don't tell Dave." I said, "Tell Dave nothing." They told Dave. Because he wasn't having a service tonight. But I'm so glad we did. And this is special. And I pray that when you leave here, you'll know that you were in the house of the Lord. And Sunday morning was such a heaven-sent blessing. It was so good. And I haven't gotten over it yet. But I'm looking forward to tonight, the Lord just coming in and blessing our hearts again. And I know most of you are here because you heard Amy was going to do a lot of singing. I told her she didn't have to, I'd do it. That didn't work. But she did say, "Daddy, I want you to sing that song that you were going to sing Sunday morning," and didn't do it. So I'm going to sing that song for you, if that's okay. When she laid him in a manger, he was still her little child. In a city filled with strangers, he was still her little child. Though the inn was full and the night was cold, she held him close and smiled. When she laid him in a manger, he was still her little child. When the angels called him Savior, he was still her little child. When the wise men gave him treasures, he was still her little child. When the shepherds bowed before him, a star shone on the while. When the angels called him Savior, he was still her little child. When he grew in strength and wisdom, he was still her little child. When he spoke, the people listened. He was still her little child. When he healed the lame and dying, they would follow him for miles. When he grew in strength and wisdom, he was still her little child. When the people turned against him, he was still her little child. When they shouted, "Crucify him,"
He was still her little child when they nailed him to a wooden cross. Then we were reconciled when she held his broken body. He was still her little child. He was still her little
here. I'm holding you so near. left me on my own, but you're here. Sang a song on Sunday, and I sang this one, and there's other songs about how Mary must have felt that night, knowing who she was carrying and who she had just delivered. This song is more along the lines of what God must have thought. Maybe. Shepherds gaze in wonder while angel voices sing. The night of nights has come and brought the world the long-awaited King. The earth is filled with gladness, and yet the heavens weep. For eyes can see he was born to die for me. Jesus, baby Jesus, is that a tear in your eye? Jesus, you must know you were born to die. It must have broken God's heart. For the future he could see, yet he formed the hands and feet, knowing one day they'd be nailed to a tree. So all the world could know him, a gift came from above. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus, baby Jesus, with a tear of love in your eye. Jesus, sweet baby Jesus, you knew you were born to die. So Jesus, thank you Jesus, for your gift of eternal life. My Jesus, cause for me to die.
Song at the end of our communion service. But every time I think of Jesus that way, I think his birth was different than any other birth ever. But he was still a baby. And you see those little bitty baby hands and those little bitty feet that God created for us to see in this old world. And those little baby hands would one day have a nail through them for me. And through his little feet for me, and a spear through his side and thorns on his head for me. They would whip him and beat him and spit on him. Why in the world would God the Son come down here, leave heaven, and come here where he would be hated and one day crucified? And that same Lord was still Mary's little child.
Amen.
But one day she had to call him Savior. That's who he was to everyone. We're going to observe communion now. I'm going to read some scripture, and then we'll go from there. I am so glad you're here tonight to begin this service. And I'm going to read this scripture. And I'll read slowly because I can't read very well. Now, you know how I am about the scriptures. I want to read the scripture slowly and let them saturate us. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man. Now wonder who. You ever wonder about that? To such a man? We won't have answers to everything. One thing I do know. They knew him when they saw him. God had it all set up. And say unto him, The master saith, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. They were special, weren't they?
Amen.
They were his disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. There must have been some quietness about that time. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? Now I wonder why every one of them would say that. Why didn't just the man who was guilty say, I'm the one? Because you see, every one of us here tonight would have to stand before God the same way. I stand before him for me. you stand before him for you. And we know that we haven't been everything that heaven would proclaim us to be, or that God would expect us to be. We wouldn't be there. So we'd have to say, Lord, is there something in my life that's caused this? Am I the one? And he answered and said, he set their minds at ease right here. He said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. And Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, instead of saying, it's me, he said, is it I? Have you ever done that before? You knew that you were the guilty one, but you wanted somebody to say, yeah, we know you're the one. If they don't say, yeah, we know you're the one, maybe you might get out of this. No. Master, is it I? And he said unto him, you know Judas. Oh, yes. He didn't say it like that, but he said, thou hast said. He knew what he was saying. He knew the game he was playing. And he said, you said it. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Tonight we're going to be taking the bread and the juice. And we're going to be reminded, this is a remembrance service. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. We want everyone who's here tonight, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, we want you to participate in this, please. This is not closed. It's to you. If you know the Lord and you love him, please do. This is not about whether you have wrongs in your life and you feel unworthy. If it became an unworthy thing, we'd all be unworthy. But I can tell you, by his grace and his mercy, he made us worthy. But it is a time when we ponder where we are. And if there's sin of omission in our life, we get it straight right now. If there's a sin of commission, we get it straight right now. That's where he wants us in this. And so I encourage you. I had a little lady say, do you all take Presbyterians? I say, well, the devil's usually there. But I said, sure, if you're a saved individual, you can. I said, you're welcome. In fact, I invited my dentist and his wife to come. I didn't tell him soon enough. He had plans for tonight, but he said he would have loved to have come. We're going to prepare now for communion. Let me say this before they uncover the table. that we are using the COVID cups that are covered. So I would say to you, be careful taking the cover off of that, or you could spill it on you. And the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Henry, would you bless this, please? Amen. There is no, absolutely no rush. Please take your time. Let us eat to remind ourselves of Christ's body that was broken for us. Thank you, Lord. The same way, he also took the cup after eating, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." John, would you bless this, please? Amen. Let us drink to remind ourselves of Christ's blood that was shed to take away our sins. Thank you, Lord. You can cover.
The night is still, shepherds watching from a hill. I close my eyes to see the night when love was born. A perfect child gently waits. A mother bends to kiss God's face. I close my eyes to see the night when love was born. Holy spark to light the way inside our hearts. O Bethlehem, through your small door came the hope we've waited for. The world's changed forevermore when love was born. I close my eyes to see the night when love was born.
Just close your eyes and remember the day or the night that you said, Jesus, forgive me of my sin of unbelief and save me. And you remember the change that came over you. It was a change you will never, never forget. But sometimes we just need to remind ourselves of that time and what a difference it made in our life. Whether you were young, middle-aged, or old, it doesn't make any difference. Hallelujah. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Do you love Him? That ought to be our life's ambition, is to love Him more every day. Is that possible? It is. It is. What a great love He showed us when He gave Himself. And I say we should try our dead level best to return love to Him daily. I love you all. And I want to say Merry Christmas to you. I used to say from Kay and myself, we wish you a Merry Christmas. I'm going to say that now from Kay and me. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And I'm looking forward, and I know we have, what, do we have another Sunday in this year? One more, yeah. I'm looking forward to 2022. Do you realize I said that in 1989? And every year since, I should be getting good at it by now, shouldn't I? Jim and Betty, again, we're so glad you came. It's a blessing to see you. And Karen, it's so good to see you. But more than you, it's good to see Shada. We love that young'un. And Shada's going to make herself a part of the teen group around here. Yeah. And Tony's so blessed to be sitting on the same pew with them. And I'm so glad. Y'all care if I rim just a little bit here? It pleases me to no end to have my good friend Rob here tonight. I think this is Rob's first communion in a long time, isn't it, Rob? We love you, buddy. And we're praying for you daily. Continue to pray for Rob. He's doing good. He'll say, hey, man, I'm doing good. Funny as all get out. If you hit him on the back, he'll act like he's falling. But you've got a friend in Monty, buddy. Monty's not only his friend, he's family. But, and we all are family, right? Amen. We all. And God bless you. I'll be looking forward to seeing you. Yeah, Sunday is in this year. That'll be here before you know it. But Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, make it a real family time. I mean that. If you've got a family member you need to say, I'm sorry, let's get ourselves where we need to be, do it this Christmas. Would you do that? Amen. It's what family does. Okay, let's stand to our feet. I know I could go on till about 12 o'clock, but y'all don't want to. Tom said amen. Just thought I'd tell you, Tom said amen. Mel, you're blessed, buddy. You are. Would you dismiss us tonight, buddy?
Safe so that we can celebrate your son's birth. For your son's birth.